本期节目由 AI 语音口语教练应用程序 JAM 赞助播出。JAM 是一款专门为非母语者打造的英语口语训练工具，每天只需一分钟，你就能通过随机话题进行即兴演讲。AI 教练 Jamie 会立刻帮你分析发音、语法、词汇和流利度，并给出更地道的表达示范。不论是出国留学、职场汇报，还是旅行交流，JAM 都能帮你快速提升口语自信。目前 JAM 正在官网推出特别活动，现在注册即可领取一个月免费会员，开启你的英语口语提升计划。领取地址 jamtalk.co/free jamtalk.co/free。 再重复一遍 jamtalk.co/free， 欢迎大家前往领取。你好，欢迎收听狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 我是主播大狗熊。今天要和你聊一段我职业生涯里最重要的选择，为什么我离开了 Zero， 新西兰顶尖的科技公司。对很多人来说，能进入这样的公司就像梦想成真，甚至是一份铁饭碗，可我却主动放弃了，走向一条未知又不确定的路，听起来是不是有点疯狂？其实这背后有三个关键原因：职业发展的天花板、身心的倦怠感，还有 AI 带来的巨大认知转变。在这期节目里，我会跟你分享我是怎么用 Claude 和 Cursor 这样的 AI 工具，在短短48小时里做出一个真实可用的产品原型，也会聊聊为什么所谓稳定的工作反而可能让你停滞不前。更重要的是，作为设计师、开发者，甚至营销人，在 AI 的浪潮里，怎么去找到属于自己的突破口？如果你正在寻找人生的方向，想提升生产力，或者想重新找回对生活和工作的掌控感，这期节目就是为你准备的。这里要特别说明一下，本期节目是英文音频，如果您想查看相关内容的中文字幕，可以在 YouTube 我的中文频道狗熊有话说收看。
Why did you leave? This is a question that everyone asked me when I left Zero. It's a tech company that everyone calls the Southern Hemisphere Silicon Valley. Great salary, smart colleagues, cool offices, fancy coffee machine. Why would anyone walk away from that? My answer is three simple words: career, well-being, and paradigm. First up, career.If you've worked in a big company, you know that there's a ladder, but it's missing half of the rungs. You can be the best designer, developer, or marketer on your team, but growth hits a ceiling. For me, the urge to steal my own ship became impossible to ignore. Ships are safest in harbor, but that's not what ships are built for. It's true, and I realized I wanted to chart my own course. Second, well-being. The tech world looks shining on the outside, but inside, it's often a high-pressure treadmill. Burnout is everywhere. I've seen friends and colleagues have to step away just to recover their health. Even for me, it got to a point where I spent more time surviving than thriving. But here's the real game changer, the paradigm shift. What do I mean? AIAutomation, remote work, the rise of new creative tools, the way knowledge workers operate, is being completely rewritten, and it's happening right now. Designers aren't just pushing pixels. AI can generate layouts, draft copy, even suggest color palettes in seconds. Developers aren't just writing code. Tools like Cursor, Claude can finish your function before you type it out.Marketers, AI is optimizing campaigns, analyzing data, and even creating content. It's wild. This is not just a theory. I've experienced it myself, hands-on. Take this recent project. I started building a personal app, and from day one, I leaned into AI Instead of the old flow, design first, hand off to devs, long wait, I vibe coded a functional website prototype with AI in just 2 days. Before I even hit the full design process, I had a working product and already got real user feedback. That used to be a developer's job. Now as a designer, I was able to bring it all together fast. That experience gave me the confidence to take the next step and start collaborating on an iOS version. It's a new way of designing and launching, one you can't really feel if you're stuck in a safe but exhausting corporate space. Since stepping out, I've seen how fast the landscape is moving. It's both scary and exciting. There's a quote I love: change is inevitable, growth is optional. Right now, AI isn't just changing the rules, it's changing the entire game. If you are not learning, adapting, and sometimes even reinventing yourself, you risk getting left behind. That applies whether you are a designer, developer, or marketer, or product manager, etc. So, if you're thinking about your own career path, ask yourself, are you set up to thrive in this new world or just treading water? Are you ready for a future where AI is collaborator, not just a tool, but maybe even your creative partner? Or are you stuck in the old ways of working, hoping things will be slowed down? Sometimes leaving comfort behind is the only way to get ahead of the curve. For me, stepping out was how I could really engage with the new world of work, where AI is not something you read about, but something you build with even and every single day.